The unsurpassed, penetrating and perfect truth is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself. Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. Today somebody asked me to talk about stretching. I love this. I love getting stretching. Stretching. I really like getting a completely mundane thing and applying the Dharma as best we can. So, stretching. Waking up in the morning, we might stretch. Or we might crawl out of bed and then do stretching exercises to get the body moving. As long as it's pleasant, you might enjoy stretching the body. We might feel grateful we have a body. We can still stretch it still works. Most of the limbs are there. It might feel painful. We're stiff. We're doing stretching exercises to help a back we've damaged or something like that. But we know it's good for us. Stretch and strengthen the body. And when we start to stretch, we find we can stretch more and we get more flexible. And we can overdo it and hurt ourselves. To stretch is to go beyond our comfort zone a little bit. We're extending ourselves. We stretch out to help other people. We give up some of our time and our comfort for somebody else. Reaching out to other beings. We might be a little stiff at first, but we start to loosen up, we start to strengthen our kindness muscles a bit. Being generous, thinking of other people, not just locked in our little world of me and mine and what I have. There's joy in stretching, in helping others, but we don't do it just to help other people. It's a byproduct, joy of giving or stretching out to help somebody else, reaching out a hand, as it were. If we stretch too far, we can lose our center of gravity and fall over. If you do too much to try to help somebody more than is good, then we may not be doing them a favor. We can lose perspective and try to give them too much or have too much of an idea what's good for them, what they need, and they may not really want that, or it might not be helpful. Maybe they can figure it out a different way for themselves. All kinds of things come up when you think of stretching, you know. Thinking we have to do something for another person because they can't do it for themselves. Bending over too far. Then we might stretch to meet a challenge. Impermanence constantly compelling us to stretch. Economic uncertainty. Don't have enough money to do the things we used to do or have what we used to have. So we have to stretch our money and stretch ourselves to adapt, to change, find new ways of doing things, learn to do without some of the things we used to take for granted. Any kind of change is a stretch. A new job, a new relationship, moving to a new house is a challenge. And we need to stretch ourselves to adapt, to get used to new people or a new place. The world doesn't fit comfortably around us, as we've probably noticed. We have to fit ourselves to the world, stretching in some ways and pulling back a little in other ways, giving in, giving way to others. Stretching is doing a little more than is comfortable. Pushing our limits a little bit. And as we learn to stretch, we find we can stretch more. You know, we get more flexible. If we set hard and fast limits for ourselves, I can do this and I can't do any more than that, and don't ask me, then we've kind of confined ourselves in a way. And sometimes we can't do all that's asked of us. Sometimes we have to say, I can't do that. But maybe I can help in some other way. Or maybe I can do a bit of it, but not all of it. You know, it's the mind that says, I can't do it. Or that says, what can I do to help? You know, how can I help? Maybe I can. Maybe I haven't tried it. Maybe it's not so bad. Just that stretching of the mind, it isn't just kind of locked in a sort of box of, I can do this, but I can't do that. I've never tried that before. How would I, you know? Sometimes it's nice to just try something new. I'm doing gold leafing. Not real gold leaf, pretend gold leaf. I've never done it before. Here I am, I'm 6 or 7 years old. Why not try now? That kind of, well, anyway. Sometimes we're stretched more than usual. Some situation that seems to be more than we can bear sometimes. We're taking care of somebody who's ill or dealing with chronic pain that just goes on and on and on. Or we're working in an extremely difficult situation, just finding it really hard. All sorts of conditions can arise where you may just feel stretched to the breaking point, more than we can really bear. And an important part of stretching is the relaxing part. You stay stretched all the time, you're like old elastic, you just kind of wear out and it's just this flabby thing. We don't want to be just a flabby thing, we want to be able to spring back and have our elasticity, our flexibility. You can't stay stretched forever. There's no joy in that. And part of stretching is the relaxing. It's a joyful thing, the give and take, the going in and out. And if we find ourselves stretched for a very long time for some reason, it can take a long time to recover. And yet we do recover. We do get our spring back. We do find joy in life again when we've been stretched for a very long time. And when we are stretched in a way that's more than we feel we can really do, we need to take breaks if we can. Get someone to help us. Caregivers know this. You have to take a break now and then. And a little break goes a long way. Just a little breath. A little afternoon to do something of our own or whatever it might be. It can work wonders. Otherwise, we get crabby. We can't have that. Sometimes, but sometimes we're putting pressure on ourselves. We're making ourselves stretch for some reason. Anytime we really, really want something, we stretch. We put a whole lot of energy into it. We really stretch ourselves out. And this is when I think of Mr. Dog. Mr. Dog was our ancient beagle. And we had him for years and years. Cussed old hound. And he was dying. He took for a long time to die. He was really sick, old, ancient. And it was winter. And he was, you know, we thought he was going to dare go any minute. And then one of the female dogs came into heat. He went down and went, where's Mr. Dog? Where's Mr. Dog? There he was, camped out on this lady dog's doorstep in the middle of winter, at the point of death. He couldn't remember why he was there, but he was there. And whenever I think of really wanting something, I think of Mr. Dog. You know. Now, we might have slightly nobler aspirations, you know. Maybe not such much nobler, you know. But anyway, getting through college, you know, with success, taking care of our kids, saving up money, starting a business, or just trying to be a good person or a person who's respected or make our name for something or do something good in the world. We can really strive for these things. Some completely altruistic thing can be a huge impetus because we really, really, really want the world to be a better place. And yet, we can overdo it and actually become a pain. Because we need to know what we're doing. It's fine to strive for things or to push for things or to try to do things or get things, but we need to know what we're doing. What am I doing? Why am I doing this? Is it really necessary? Is it good to do this? Am I doing all this stuff because I'm pushing away something else, not wanting to look at something, you know, I need to look at because I'm too busy doing this other thing? Or am I afraid that if I relax for a moment, everything's going to fall apart and there'll be howling chaos? You know, why do I push like this? It's good to ask oneself so we don't just take for granted, of course I have to do this, of course I have to do this. Because maybe we can relax a little, just back off a little, take a breath. We don't have to be constantly stretched out like this. To relax is to trust. As we're swimming, we entrust ourselves to the water. When we just relax and let ourselves float for a minute, let it hold the water hold us up. And there's a great virtue in that. Not thinking we have to be continually swimming and fighting and struggling and stuff, but just to take a breath and let the water sustain us. Let the greater thing hold us up, sustain us, because it will. It will support us. We don't have to be continually striving, stretching, pushing, forcing, and so forth. Go in and out. We breathe in and out. We're not always indispensable. There's a story of an old friend of mine who used to be a firefighter when he was young. And they would be on, I think, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. So he'd done his 2 weeks and he's all gung-ho. I will stay on, you need me. And his boss said, no one is indispensable. And this he took as a lesson for life, very wisely. No one is indispensable. All of us can actually take a breath now and then. Because we have to be dispensable. What's going to happen when we die? Is the world going to come to a howling end? You know, it's just get that perspective. I don't have to be always doing it. It isn't always up to me. Maybe I can take a breath. Maybe I can get some help. Maybe I can just back off for a little bit. Maybe I can get some perspective if I do that and not just push. That trust. No one is indispensable. Others will do it if I have to take a breath. And not that they do it all the time and I don't have to do anything. We go in and out. We do, we come back. We stretch out and we relax. We're flexible. Going in and out, just like breathing. You can't hold your breath forever. We keep making offerings. We keep letting go of our limitations, our expectations, and our ideas of our limits. We step out of our comfort zone and we come back. We go in and out. And when we're bound by fear or selfishness, which is the things that stop us making those offerings, or maybe they won't accept my offering, or maybe I can't do it, or maybe it's too much, or I can't afford it, or I don't have the time, you know, we're kind of bound in by fear and self. And we're not breathing. When we're afraid, we literally stop breathing. But we have to breathe, whether we're afraid or not. And just to see where there's a need, we can stretch ourselves out, make the offering, and then come back. To do both, to go in and out. When you relinquish our clinging to what's comfortable, or what we're used to, or our idea of what we want, it's liberating. Just give of something. Oh, I don't need that. I can do something different. Stretching and relaxing, going in and out. We go out and do things, help people, do our best, practice generosity. And we return, we come back. Come back to what? To our true nature. We come back to that. We go out, we come back. Our inner being, that which sustains us and supports us, that which holds us up. We come back and we entrust ourselves to that. Just like breathing in and out, we need both in order to live. We can't stay perpetually bound up in our own little world, cut off from everybody else. It's a miserable life. We need to go out and engage with other people and other things. And we can't spend all of our time doing stuff constantly, doing this and that and pushing and helping beings and never taking time for ourselves. At least we need to sleep, you know. We have to come back and rest, nourish the heart, because that nourishing of the heart helps us to go out and help beings, going in and out, because we're not a special person who has to be constantly doing everything because everything depends on me. Nor are we a special person who doesn't have to do anything because I can't, you know, have to keep everything for myself. We're just part of everybody else. That breathing, as we breathe, who are we? You know, is the air inside me part of me, or is it not? It comes in, I have to absorb some of it, rest goes out. Where are my boundaries? I really don't have anything when you look at it. The stretching and relaxing, the going in and out, going out to help beings, coming back, it's not different. It's just two sides of the same thing. Just like breathing. This is what sustains us. Stretching beyond what we think we can do, otherwise we don't grow. Coming back to nourish the heart, nourish the roots. This is how we do grow. And that's our talk for the day. Came out rather short, but that's it.